There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. We're going to go through with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, all of the top stories, the top talk items for the week, top 10 people and stories for the week of August the 10th to the 14th, 2015. It is my pleasure. It is my job. It is my duty. It is all kinds of wonderful. I have a flush feeling when I introduce you each week, Michael.
Do you introduce everybody on your show like that, or am I special?
No, you are special, but I tend to try to put people at ease when they come on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday. Yeah. I like them to do their best and feel like they are in a warm place where there is not going to be an attack, where there isn't going to be... I mean, I've abused that rule a couple of times in my history because people were... Reverend Fred Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church and the ones that go around and demonstrate at funerals. I lost my cool with him.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
And did you introduce him nicely? Did you go in now?
I introduced him in a matter-of-fact way, talking about what the church does and what its people do. And he accused me of being a wild-eyed blasphemer who was a big mouth and some other things that sort of set me on edge. I found the guy to be as much of a cur as almost anybody that I've ever talked to on the air.
Wow.
So I wasn't particularly pleasant to him.
So why'd you put him on the air?
Because I thought that it would be good radio.
And that's exactly why.
And it turned out to be good radio. But
the person that is extremely high on the people chart that we'll be getting to soon,
yep,
I believe, has been on the radio as much as he or she has.
Yes.
I will keep everybody wondering who the champion this week of talk airplay
it's
is.
Not the usual, let's put it that way. All
it's
right,
not
so
the,
let's get,
it's not
let's
the usual get, no. usual. Let's get on with this show.
Yes.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and Deflategate continues. It went to court, and the tide is turning.
You know, isn't it interesting? You're a big football fan. I'm not, but I have learned a lot about this. I was sort of thinking, this is one of those things where an ego got out of control. But these guys apparently do this all the time. But what was fun, and again, sort of good radio, sports talk radio and regular radio, especially in the Boston area, was the judge asking Roger Goodell, where's the proof? And he said,
They have no proof. More and more it's coming out that this thing was cooked up by the Colts, the Ravens, and the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's basically a bunch of hogwash.
What do you think Kraft is one of the owners of this most valuable team, or certainly one of the most valuable teams in the franchise, where somebody said...
One of the most valuable teams of all sports in the world.
$3 billion or something?
Yeah, it's an amazing franchise. If they're champions on the field, they're also champions as a business and as a model for how to run a sports team in the 21st century.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, what does a guy like that who has that much influence in many different ways say to his so-called colleagues about them cooking the books like this? I mean,
he's been very upfront about it and very bold. And I think Robert Kraft would make a wonderful candidate for president of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, he's standing up to his league. He tells me he's disappointed with them. He puts his foot down. He's also the first one they turn to when they have a problem. He was the guy behind the scenes that mediated the officials' strike a couple of years ago, if you remember that.
Yeah.
He's looked upon for his leadership, and then, they kick him in the butt.
Right.
The NFL is a microcosm of the excesses and the corruption of power. Just as sports is a microcosm of the things we deal with in world, the National Football League, if you step back, we don't have enough time to get into it. Maybe someday I'll come on your other show and we'll really talk about this.
Yeah.
The NFL is an amazing entity that people take for granted that does things that no other organization in the United States in the commercial marketplace gets away with. And I'm a football fan. I don't want to see the NFL go away, but my gosh, are they a piece of work when it comes to...
Well, look at the caliber of people that we're talking about here, the caliber of people that will say and do almost anything because there's so much money involved. It's so corrupt.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And you know where there's a lot of money... There's got to be corruption based on human nature.
And then
I'm not accusing them of anything.
No,
but you know what?
I'll accuse them because I don't have a stake in this. The way they've handled the corruption as it applies to the, all of the head injuries, to the brain injuries, concussions, the way they have handled that has been nothing short of completely obnoxious. And so, you know, they deserve all the bad publicity they get. As far as I'm concerned, they do.
Well,
it's a horrible game.
A lot of people are jealous of Tom Brady. Tom Brady is almost too real to be real, too good to be real. They're jealous of Kraft. They're jealous of the Patriots. Football fans are passionate. I understand that. They overlook the flaws of their team. They root for the uniform. This is all part of it. I understand it. However, that being said, Tom Brady is the victim of one of the greatest injustices, all those things contributing to it that I've ever seen. Fortunately, it's sports. Fortunately, he's a multimillionaire, has a beautiful wife, lives a great life, has enjoyed amazing glory. I don't feel sorry for him, but just objectively speaking, objectively speaking, putting my fanhood aside, because if this were the Jets or the Giants or the Rams or the Seahawks, I would say the same thing.
Right.
Because, you know, follow my track record in terms of how I run talkers and how I deal with politics. I'm just simply saying this young man has been the victim of one of the most incredible lynchings I have ever seen.
Yeah, there you go. That's very interesting perspective. All right. So now that we've gotten just to number 10, we'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get to the other 9 of the top stories this week. According to Talkers Magazine, the News Talk Bible, the industry is growing. Look at the great news that came out this week about the number of people, even millennials, listening to the radio. Something else we'll talk about during the course of the hour. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my back-to-school tips that make the honor roll. Staples makes savings easier with their 110% lowest price guarantee and less list, providing budget-priced basic school supplies. Their Designed by Students collection features kid-inspired products to help with organization. Every MeetAwee school product purchase made at Staples allows you to pay it forward to overseas students in need with essential life supplies. The Slingbox M2 lets anyone watch live and recorded home TV content from anywhere using a free app on any internet-connected device and has no monthly fees. That means you can view what you normally do at home while you're away at school or on the go. It even includes free live video setup assistance. Seagate's Backup Plus storage devices simplify backing up your digital life by providing models with up to 8 terabytes of storage to protect your content on any mobile device, social network, or computer. Free apps make organizing and finding your photos and videos easier and are compatible with iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire. Kyocera's waterproof and drop-proof smartphones won't break or break the bank either. And they're feature-filled. The Hydra Wave is their newest model sporting 4G LTE Android reliability, a huge 5-inch impact-resistant touchscreen, and waterproof performance. Its budget pricing and service plans from MetroPCS and T-Mobile give it an A+. For more information on these affordable back-to-school tips and tools, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is...
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. Getting out of the gate has been difficult because we got stuck at number 10, the whole business about Deflate Gate and how ridiculous the NFL looks in this and Roger Goodell. So let's move on. What are the other items in that top 10 list, Michael?
Number 9, the Animas River spill. At number 8, China devalues the yen. At number 7, Jimmy Carter's cancer diagnosis. At number 6, the Black Lives Matter movement and general race relations. At number 5, Hillary's emails. At number 4, immigration policy. At number 3, the Iran nuclear deal and ISIS activity. They're not necessarily related, but they're tied. And at number 2, we have the Fox, meaning the Fox News Channel, and Trump, the feud. There's a Fox-Trump feud. And at number 1, the general 2016 presidential race. The People Survey. At number 10, we have the aforementioned Tom Brady and Roger Goodell. At number 9, John Kerry. At number 8, Jimmy Carter. At number 7, Democrats Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. At number 3, Republicans Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, and Carly Fiorina. At number 5, Republicans Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and Ted Cruz. At number 4, Democrat Hillary Clinton. At number 3, Roger Ailes and Megyn Kelly. At number 2, Barack Obama. At number 1, Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done something that is rarely done. He is the most talked about person other than, and not other than, he's more talked about than the President of the United States, who usually is the most talked about person on talk radio in any given week, because the President of the United States, the sitting president, is intrinsically tied in to almost half, if not more, of the topics being discussed, not to mention many major talk shows around the country. Their primary style and genre is to be either critical of the sitting president or to be supportive of the sitting president,
right,
and critical of his critics. So there you go. Donald Trump has made news simply in this regard. Amazing.
Isn't it interesting that Obama has really said nothing about the, once in a while he takes a little shot, has some fun with one of the Republican candidates, but staying completely away from, at least publicly, what's going on. And as Al Gore and Joe Biden, Al Gore, his friends are trying to get him to consider running again. I couldn't imagine anything more foolish, but who knows? There are a lot of people in the Republican side that are foolish who have even contemplated running. George Pataki, hello. So there's that. And then you look at how Bernie Sanders is doing on the people chart, whether he's at number 7 or not with Joe Biden. In New England, where we are, there is huge support. As a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders polls better than Mrs. Clinton does in New Hampshire.
Well, here's part of the problem. Barack Obama has become a lame duck, crystallized by how early this presidential election has started.
Yeah.
Therefore, talking about Barack Obama now, even if you want to talk about Benghazi and you want to talk about how Obamacare and all the horrible socialistic, communistic, Kenyaistic stuff that Barack Obama has purportedly done, it's not as interesting anymore because he's on the way out.
Right.
So it does sound a little bit dated when you hear a talk show host knocking Obama. Am I correct?
I think the whole business that's signaled by the discussion or lack thereof anymore on Obamacare, Affordable
Right.
Health Care Act.
But just to finish before the break, Hillary has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary isn't even elected president yet, and she's a lame duck from a standpoint of talk radio. There's nothing about her that people don't know.
Right.
She's been a major player for a generation.
Mm-hmm.
So So she's boring.
Yeah. What does that say about our focus or ability to focus? We'll continue with this in a matter of moments, an hour devoted to the Talkers Charts with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, for our weekly get-together. We jam. This is like a music jam, only it's a talk jam, jamming on the things that come to us as a result of the stories that have made it into the top 10, according to the Talkers topic chart for the week, and people as well. We're discussing Donald Trump and where he is. Between him and Roger Ailes and Megyn Kelly, they occupy two of the top three spots in the people list. Megyn Kelly is on vacation. A lot of people are speculating about that. She should thank her lucky stars no matter what. She thanks to Donald Trump. I thought it was interesting as you go back and forth, Michael, into what Ailes said or didn't say. There was a story that was trending at DougSteffen.com about Ailes telling Trump, either we resolve this now or we're going to go to war. And some people have read it one way and others have read it another way. Rupert Murdoch has obviously no interest in Donald Trump, and they dictated what was going on. And Ailes, and according to the stuff that I've seen and heard from some of the people inside, Ailes and Murdoch have argued about this whole thing. And Ailes finally sort of put a stop to it with a call to Donald Trump earlier in the week. And then Megyn Kelly goes on vacation. Is it a coincidence? Is it part of the plan? Is it overcooked? Whatever it is. But Megyn Kelly and Fox ought to be very thankful, as Donald was happy to point out, that he showed up for the debate because they had the largest audience. And you know as well as I do, it was because Trump was there, right?
Yeah, just like when Trump showed up on Monday Night Raw on the WWE and participated in that, they had huge ratings.
Yeah.
Donald Trump turns everything into a great reality show.
Yeah, a wrestling
Donald
match.
Donald Trump is the remedy for the election starting too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Back to what I said before the break. Barack Obama is no longer interesting copy.
Mm-hmm.
Now understand, I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying this is good for the country. I'm not saying this is journalism. I'm just saying the reality is that journalism, whether it's fake journalism or real journalism in America in the year 2015, is basically more obsessed with entertainment and getting ratings than it is with really finding truth.
Yeah.
So I deplore that. But that's the world we're in, and so I'm talking about it objectively from that perspective. So you have Barack Obama's a lame duck because he's been there for so long. You've got Hillary, who's a lame duck before she's even gotten started because she's not fun to talk about. Most of the Republican candidates are...
Same old. Retreads.
Yeah,
Jeb
they're
Bush.
Not that interesting.
Right.
There's only two candidates in this election that make great copy from the standpoint of the media's obsession with getting attention, whether it's Fox News Channel's debate or talk radio fighting the rating wars every day, and that is Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, neither of whom will run for president when the election happens.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it may be too soon to call that. I'll tell you.
This is like preseason football.
Yeah. But the millennials, the people who are going to, I think you're going to see the younger people turn out in droves to vote because they're really upset. And this, although Sanders and Trump appeal to a different audience for certain, but they both are touching on something that is the nerve of America. And it is put forth by one of the other items that is in the list this week. Number nine is that complete mess that the EPA has created. They've made this mess, and it's that kind of stuff, plus number four, the immigration policy that puts the government, the entire challenge of running an organization that is way too big, way out of control, and these people are speaking to what the public wants to hear. The public doesn't like any of this stuff. So it's all part of the presentation. Let's continue in a matter of moments as Michael Harrison happily joins us each week at this time to review the top 10 items, stories, and people, and then we get off onto several different tangents that relate to how this is done. Some of these issues are handled on Good Talk Radio programs.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my back-to-school tips that make the honor roll.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now as we move into the second half hour, actually, of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This hour is devoted to an overview of the list of the topics, the top talk topics of the week, as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, represented here by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. You may also want to check out the podcast that Michael has and the different people that are in there every week. The Up Close and Far Out podcast always has something that's kind of like what we do here in a sense, giving us food for thought. And that's why people are eager to hear what Michael has to say. So we're sort of involved in the presidential race, the politics, who's on first and why people are not only responding to Trump and to Bernie Sanders, but also look out for Carly Fiorina. I think there's a story there that hasn't even begun to be heard.
Well, Carly Fiorina came in at number six this week, bypassing a number of the so-called first-tier candidates that were in the primetime debate on Fox.
She's number four, though, polling on the list now.
She's back in the thick of it because of the great showing she made in the what they call the kids' table, the first round of the debates earlier that evening.
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting how she turned that into a plus?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was saying, oh, it's just instant death being put on that debate.
Nope.
It shows everybody that you're not important.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily true.
Not for her, anyway. So they're speaking to the issues of immigration policy. Again, if you're listening to the talk radio, this program in California, you're not unfamiliar with an issue that hasn't quite made it, but it's now, as the week came to an end, it's something that is reverberating. The story in the Los Angeles Times that had several different follow-up portions to it of the immigrants and what's going on with them, illegal immigration, and how it affects people's lives. They use the DMV as an example, Michael, where 833,000 licenses so far this year have been handed out. Half of them, according to the LA Times reporting, were for illegals. And then people started seething, thinking that they're standing in line sometimes for 8 hours to get a license in one of the DMV offices in Los Angeles, and half the people in the line in front of them are illegal, and they're in line in front of them. So this is the kind of stuff that really pushes that button, and you can be sure that Trump will be all over that, as well he ought to be. People should be infuriated. People who live in California, as maybe this is going on elsewhere as well, but it's so dramatic and intense this week because of this sort of stuff, coupled with the sanctuary cities and the breaks that are being given. Jerry Brown just signed a bill that gives more education benefits to the illegals. People are going bananas.
Yeah, it's obviously it's a hot button, and Trump is pressing it. That's not to say it's not a complicated issue.
Mm-hmm.
Just because people are touching a nerve doesn't mean that that's going to cure the problem. It just sometimes it can rile people up to do things that are half baked and not necessarily humane and not necessarily workable. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about something else that will get these candidates going. I predict in the next week or 10 days that as more and more comes out on what is the number 9 issue this week on the chart, that river spill in Colorado, the EPA and its functional infunction. Is that the word? Unfunctional?
Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional. They can't. If you look at between the lines on the reports, the EPA has so many people and has now, with the Superfund sort of is waning, they fixed a lot of the problems. So now they're looking for trouble. And they found this little leak in this dam that was holding back all this water that had been in there for decades. And they go messing around. They stick an excavator in it, and they open it up, and they create this humongous mess that now is leading people to really worry about the drinking supply because the water contains lead and arsenic and cadmium and other heavy metals. It was just there. They could have plugged the hole with some cement, but instead, no, they dig around in it and they open it up and bingo, 3 million gallons of this stuff is in the river. People can't drink. They can't bathe. And they go to the leader of the Navajo Nation, which is bordering the banks of their encampment are along this river. And they try to get them, the EPA is trying to get people who can't speak English to sign a waiver of their legal rights so that these people won't get together and sue the federal government. I mean, you look at this stuff, and it's like they're trying to find things to make themselves look stupid and the government look bad so that these people who are running against them have more fodder.
Well, you just explained it, and more people now are aware of a story that maybe should be more than number 9.
Well, yeah, I think it will go in that direction. It just is kind of an amazing thing that these things. And this is perfect talk radio fodder, too, because we always have had, no matter what the era of talk radio, the government always is the bad guy. And as it gets bigger and bigger, it becomes more and more the bad guy. And so,
government certainly can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Thinking of government as the bad guy in a general sense is kind of dangerous because I'd rather have the bad government than no government.
yeah, right.
Be careful what you wish.
I don't want to necessarily not have government, but why do we have to have so much of it? Why does it have to do such a bad job in and of itself?
We have to look at ourselves, you know. We have to look at
right.
ourselves.
Yes. That's the whole idea. Isn't government a reflection? If it's this kind of representative government, it's a reflection of you and me and other people. When you look in the mirror, I say this all the time to people, look in the mirror, it's your fault.
That's what I think. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Otherwise, we're fooling ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, then we're not really a democracy.
It's their fault. Really. No, it's your fault. So, anyway.
Well, I mean, if everybody took responsibility, things would get better.
Yeah. So how,
they may not be solved, but they would get better.
Right.
But we're talking about something that is an abstract. It's very hard.
All right, let's talk about something that's concrete. In a moment, I would like you, if you will, if you're willing to, not by favoritism, but just let's name some of the people who are really good at getting folks to listen to their radio program, who come up with not necessarily solutions, but awareness of some of these things. Who are the good people on the air when it comes to this sort of conversation, if we can get to some of them, if that has value? Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here on The Countdown with Doug Steffen.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's going to be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Harrison, who's here at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the helm of Talkers Magazine, coming up with the stories and the lists following talk radio stations and programs and hosts around the country every week. So is it a fair question for me to ask you who handles these things best, or is that probably more...
Well, I mean, it's not something that I'm going to answer, because I'm a supporter of talk radio.
Well, I'm not saying that we should take it apart.
When I criticize the media, I'm criticizing it in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we all, just like we said before, if you're going to criticize the government, criticize the people that vote for the people that vote for the big government and all that.
Yeah.
You know, criticize yourself. In this case... I believe that talk radio is a very vibrant, exciting medium. I know what it takes to do a talk show. I know what it takes to go out there every day and expose yourself to the masses and with opinions, the danger involved in that, the thick skin you've got to develop, the economic realities and difficulties facing the industry, the thin ice that every single talk show host finds himself in at this particular time. Far be it from me to get on the radio and say who I think is doing a good job and who's not. I think everybody's doing a good job, and some are better than others, and we can all do a lot better than we're doing. But no, I don't think it would be proper for me to point out who I think is doing a good job of finding solutions to the problems. I think the existence of this medium is very important. And my philosophy is I hope that the corporate interests that own and run talk radio will be smart enough to recognize that creativity and diversity are the key to this format's continued success. Creativity and diversity. And if they do that, it'll serve our country and serve their business interests very well. Is that a good answer?
That's an excellent answer. And I wasn't trying to pit good against bad. I just was looking for the best so that we could sort of highlight. But that isn't fair, because there may be some objective thinking here that it depends on which side of the fence you're on. You're on the right side, the left side. And so what I point to now, and people can read this, if you go to talkers.com, where a lot of this information is published, you'll see Michael writing on the phenom that is Donald Trump, as he surpasses Mr. Obama as the most talked about person on news talk radio stations and programs this week. It is truly phenomenal, and it speaks to maybe his showbiz. You know, a lot of people say, I heard late in the week when people knew that NBC were not, obviously they're not going to use him on The Apprentice because he's running a campaign. If they put him on The Apprentice, they'd have to put all the rest of the Republican candidates on the air with him. So that wouldn't work. But
that would be great. That would be great for The Apprentice's ratings.
It would be. Yeah.
I wouldn't put that past Trump. You see, go to YouTube and you'll see that Donald Trump participates or has participated in live wrestling, where he actually, you know, was beating up Vince McMahon. The two of them were rolling around on the floor. Now he looks exactly the same there that he looked on the stage at the debate. Mm-hmm. The same suit, the same tie, the same hair, the same facial expressions. Yeah. This guy is an entertainer.
Well, he knows what it is that people do not have long attention spans, and this kind of this surface superficial stuff works wonders in our media society today. Plus the fact that I guarantee you that Linda McMahon and her husband Vince are the biggest supporters in Connecticut, that's where they live, of Donald Trump. I guarantee that whole thing is staged with all the rest of the wrestling stuff.
Well, of course it is. But you see, Trump is having a ball.
Yeah.
I believe Trump went into this for fun. Now I think he runs the risk of taking himself seriously.
Because you think he might actually want to run for president.
Because he's surrounded by people who are telling him, you're number one in the polls, you're winning. I could sense that he's starting to go, oh my gosh, the White House. I could just see it. Neon lights above the White House. Trump White House. They'll redecorate it like Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, with gold dripping from the walls, and it'll be a whole new day in American culture. The fact of the matter is sure, Trump would take his reality show to the White House if the people in this country would elect him, but his motivation is clearly his gigantic festering ego and penchant for show business exposure. He loves this stuff. He's a reality show star. And what could be better than a reality show star running in the greatest reality show of all, the presidential election, 1 year before it really has any meaning?
So does it make any difference in terms of the long haul here? He's creating something that is good for him. He doesn't have to make any money.
It's good for him and it's good for the media. Right. It's good for him and it's good for the self-serving media.
Right. It shakes up the people at Fox, especially, who needed to be shaken up, and the other stiff shirts that run the Sunday morning news programs. You know, those guys, they don't quite know what to make. Scott Pelley, can you imagine him there? Can you imagine if Scott Pelley and Donald Trump get into a wrestling match on on Face the Nation? Or
sure. Why not? Look at the wrestling match that Trump is in with Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Trump was up all night after the debate, sending out tweets about Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be a great president.
Yeah. Well, listen, we need something to fix what's going on, and that's our conversation.
Our conversation. We're just as guilty. We're exploiting it here on this program.
Yeah,
I will not try to fool anybody into thinking that what we're saying is productive.
No. It is, but it is conversational. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for his weekly overview of what's going on. Check out the poll about the top 10 topics at DougStephan.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 past the hour, as an overview of what's going on in the case of our talkers list of the top 10 items conversationally, the top 10 talk radio topics. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, college professor, man who's an expert on various legal things like scams and identity theft, here to go through some of the items that we have in the list of the top 10, the immigration policy discussion. And how in the world, it's number four this week, Steve, how in the world California gets away with the immigration attitude that they have, where half of the new licenses are going to illegals, and people are now outraged finding out, according to the front page story in the LA Times this week, that the reason for the delay, when you go to the DMV, we all know no matter what state you're in, it's a horror show. But in California, you could wait 8 hours to get a license, and half the people in the line in front of you are illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely nonsensical because, you know, frankly, it shows the benign turning of the heads of the Justice Department, because if the Justice Department really wanted to enforce the laws,
right.
And it demeans the laws when you don't enforce them.
So that's when people could go up and come to say, I'm not going to obey that law. These people don't. Why should I obey any laws?
I just wondered, if we're trying to look for illegal vehicles, well, then just go to the registered
DMV.
Commercial vehicles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is something where we've had a real odd mix of attitudes. Particularly, there are certain cities that say they will not turn in illegal aliens. These are sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm. But essentially, we need a policy. We need a true, consistent policy, and no one seems to be able to have the guts to do that.
That's why Trump and Fiorina, though, are getting as much. This is the number one issue with so many people, and that's why Trump and Fiorina, I think, are getting the sort of traction that they are.
Yeah,
right.
they're hitting a nerve. I mean, I'm not a Trump fan as a candidate, but the fact is he is pointing out some real ridiculous hypocrisy when it comes to the enforcement of immigration laws.
And how many times have we got angry because these politicians keep their mouths shut? You want them to speak out. You want them to hand over the people that are here that ought not to be here. We give the power to the illegals, and nobody quite figures out, other than they figure they're going to vote for him. I mean, what's the real reason behind this? There's no good reason other than these people, if you give them an illegal a car license, okay, so let them go vote, and they'll vote for me because I made it possible for them to get a driver's license.
Well, of course, also, what an insult to a legal immigrant
right.
who does go through the system and, you know, works hard to do so. You know, I also, part of me, maybe a little bit cynical, wonders about the illegals who are performing labor services here and corporations that don't give a damn, that tell certain politicians not to give a damn.
Right. Okay. All right, so that's number four this week. Number five, Mrs. Clinton and her emails. Is there anything the Justice Department is supposedly chasing her around? Now it appears all of the towers have been sent in, but oh, wait a minute. They've all been erased.
Yeah, I can't help but think, regardless of what people's opinion is of Hillary Clinton, that this thing is a manufactured problem that is no problem. She was using a private system at a time when it was legal to do so. The law was not changed until after. When you're talking about emails that were sent on business that was done in the State Department, they were sent to other people who also had their emails were accessible. You know, she's turned her emails over. Now they're saying, wow, there's classified material she had on a private server. Well, guess what? The materials weren't classified at the time she had them on the private server. And then when you look at now John Kerry saying that he's being hacked, I don't know, maybe she was a little bit smarter with the security. But to me, this is just a manufactured issue, just like Benghazi was.
Yep. 42 million immigrants in the United States altogether, some legal, some illegal. Pretty amazing how that works. I'm going back a little bit to the immigration policy.
Yeah.
I don't hear much from Mrs. Clinton about that.
No. She is a very careful,
smart
politician when it comes
right.
to weighing her words. And she certainly, you know,
well.
Wants the Hispanic population
sure.
and voters. And
right.
I think she's going to tread lightly on immigration and stay away from it as much as she can.
All right. 59 past the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here is our official legal expert.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.